Malaysia Airlines crash of Flight 370, still, of course, very much so in the news. A little embarrassing oversight. British Airways started running an ad on the trains in England yesterday that said, quote, "Escape the commute and discover the Indian Ocean."
Wow. Not funny.
No, they've apologized. They've pulled the ad. But how does that get passed? Because there's got to be so many levels and layers of people. Yeah, let's go with that one.
It
let's
always
run that.
Amazes me when something like that happens, when they advertise something, because you're like, who said this was okay? Nobody realized that this would cause some issues?
And discover the Indian Ocean? Really? Oh.
Not too good.
Not good, British Airways.
This is good, though. South Garland High School is just outside of Dallas, and they were supposed to have their prom at a nearby event center this year. At the last minute, the place went out of business. So the principal started scrambling to find a new venue, and this week she held an assembly to announce that she has. Turns out there were seven different venues offered to step in and help, so she got to choose the best one, and that ended up being the stadium where the Dallas Cowboys play.
Not a bad place to go.
Not at all. So the student body managed to raise about $15,000 in prom funds, and they don't normally have a prom. Like, it looks like they don't have one every year because this is just a new thing. She made the announcement at an assembly on Wednesday by flashing a photo of the stadium on a big screen. It's on YouTube, and as you'd imagine, the students went absolutely crazy. So they're going to have their prom at Dallas Cowboys Stadium.
Couple of random facts for you this Friday. The Suter family from Viking, Alberta, Canada had seven boys. Six of them went on to play in the NHL in the 70s and 80s. The seventh one, well, he just won $10 million in the lottery, so that's not too bad. They all did pretty good.
So which is, are you either the hockey player or the millionaire? Which one?
Yeah,
which?
Did you win? Did you play hockey or did you win the $1 million? Which son are you? And another fun fact, squirrels hibernate so hard, you could juggle them without waking them up.
Wouldn't recommend it.
We're not recommending you juggle squirrels, but isn't that a fun fact?
They're dangerous. They're scrappy little squirrels.
You could juggle hibernating squirrels.
Movies that are opening in theaters this weekend, probably going to take top spot at the box office. Noah. Russell Crowe plays Noah in the biblical story of the man chosen by God to build an ark and gather the world's creatures to survive the great flood. Jennifer Connelly's in it. Anthony Hopkins, Emma Watson, and Logan Lerman and Nick Nolte are also in it. And Sabotage. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Avatar's Sam Worthington. Josh Holloway from Lost. Joe from True Blood. I can never say his last name right, but he's really hot. He was in Magic Mike, too. He was a stripper. And Terrence Howard are part of a DEA task force that's being killed off one by one after one of them steals $10 million from a cartel drug bust.
Those are the movies opening this weekend. And earlier this week, Gwyneth Paltrow said if divorce is like conscious uncoupling. So Entertainment Weekly took a stab at inventing some other things. So eating is organic consumption. Sleeping is unconscious meditation. And sex is repetitive genital alliance. That's if you're speaking Gwyneth.
Now we're speaking Gwyneth Paltrow.
Now we're going to speak Gwyneth, yes. That's your stack of leftovers today, brought to you by Silver Creek Liquor. They're right on Highway 7 in Mountain Iron.